Central American leaders are blaming the United States for a child immigration crisis that's seen more than 57,000 unaccompanied children caught on the US border since October, twice as many as the year before. The presidents of Guatemala, El Salvador and Honduras have met with the US President Barack Obama in Washington in an effort to agree on ways to stem the flow. Here's our North America correspondent Jane Cowan.
19-year-old Jose fled Honduras as a 16-year-old after receiving death threats from a local gang. His brother tried to flee as well, but was detained and deported back to Honduras, where he was killed by gang members.
Over there, you can't go out during the day because you're afraid there may be a shootout or that they will kill you. You can't just walk into another neighborhood, another city without knowing anyone. If they don't know you, they kill you. So when you're in Central America, there are no smugglers or anyone there telling you, oh, come to the United States because they'll fix your papers there, they will give you a visa, etc. So they don't tell you any of that. We come because we can't take all the violence anymore. We're escaping that, the violence.
With detention centres in the US overflowing and the public debate raging, Barack Obama summoned the presidents of Honduras, Guatemala and El Salvador to the White House. President Obama urged the leaders to strike at the root causes of what he's called a humanitarian crisis on the border, asking them to send the message to their people that most of those arriving in America wouldn't be allowed to stay, and to combat the smugglers transporting the children. Central America's seen a wave of violence as cartels battle for drug routes and extortion rackets throughout the region. The UN estimates there are 70,000 gang members in Honduras, El Salvador and Guatemala. But the Central American leaders say most of the guns seized in their countries come from the United States, and the whole situation's driven by high demand for illicit drugs in the US. The Honduran president, Juan Orlando Hernandez.
Your country, here in the United States, is the largest consumer of drugs. And what happens with that is you manage to resolve the problem by separating the violence from the consumption of drugs. And for many public officials here, the problem is a matter of health. What is it for us in Central America? It's a problem of life and death.
The high-profile meeting at the White House comes as the Obama administration presses Congress to approve nearly $4 billion in emergency funding to pay for more border security, temporary detention centres and additional immigration court judges to process asylum cases. Republicans want to amend a 2008 law intended to combat human trafficking, but which makes it more difficult to quickly return Central American children to their home countries. But Democrats like Nancy Pelosi are appalled.
Are we going to live up to our responsibility for humanitarian assistance, due process, or are we going to take a cheap shot at kids? Because, you know, it relates not just to Central America, it relates to the American position on refugees and asylum seekers from around the world. Do we want to check out of that and say to other countries, you take them, but don't talk to us about that?
In Washington, this is Jane Cowan for Saturday AM.